Chapter 99. Threatened them, for he knew of a remedy by which he could balk his enemy. So there was splendor and wealth, but no great happiness perchance, behind the tall cane portals of Gaunt House with its smoky coronets and ciphers. The feasts there were of the grandest in London, but there was not overmuch content therewith, except among the guests who sat at my lord's table. Had he not been so great a prince, very few possibly would have visited him. But in Vanity Fair the sins of very great personages are looked at indulgently. Aux regardons a deux fois, as the French lady said, before we condemn a person of my lord's undoubted quality. Some notorious carpers and squeamish moralists might be sulky with Lord Steyne, but they were glad enough to come when he asked them. Lord Steyne is really too bad, Lady Slingstone said, but everybody goes, and of course I shall see that my girls come to no harm. His lordship is a man to whom I owe much, everything in life, said the Right Reverend Dr. Trail, thinking that the Archbishop was rather shaky, and Mrs. Trail and the young ladies would as soon have missed going to church as to one of his lordship's parties. His morals are bad, said little Lord Southdown to his sister, who meekly expostulated, having heard terrific legends from her mama with respect to the doings at Gaunt House. But hang it, he's got the best dry sillery in Europe. And as for Sir Pitt Crawley, Bart. Sir Pitt, that pattern of decorum, Sir Pitt who had led off at missionary meetings he never for one moment thought of not going to. Here you see such persons as the Bishop of Ealing, and the Countess of Slingstone, you may be pretty sure, Jane, the Baronet would say, that we cannot be wrong. The great rank and station of Lord Steyne put him in a position to command people in our station in life. The Lord Lieutenant of a county, my dear, is a respectable man. Besides, George Gaunt and I were intimate in early life. He was my junior when we were attaches at Pumpernickel together. In a word, everybody went to wait upon this great man, everybody who was asked, as you the reader do not say nay, or I the writer hereof would go, if we had an invitation. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.